might start the meeting if everyone's ready to go. It's right on 10 o'clock now. So we'll open that. There's a leave of absence and apology. Councillor Kevin Morris has requested a leave of absence.
So moved.
Due to ill health. And a seconder. Yep. For Councillor Callow, Councillor Sinclair. And all those in favour. Yep. Unanimous. Hopefully Kevin gets better.
Yes, indeed.
I'd just like to remind all councillors of the webcasting of council meetings, attendees of this meeting, and reminder that the meeting is being recorded and made publicly available on council's website, and B, persons attending the meeting should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Statement of ethical obligations. Councillors are reminded of the oath or affirmation of office they have taken under section 233A of the Act. The governing body of a county council is responsible for managing the affairs of the county council. Each council as a member of the governing body has a responsibility to make considered and well-informed decisions to ensure that the exercise of the functions of Golden Fields Water are performed to benefit the whole of the area of operations of Golden Fields Water. In addition, councillors are reminded of their obligations under council's code of conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. My apologies, that was on silent. Yeah. Is again, well, it actually was. Anyway, I don't know what that's doing. Moving on, acknowledgement of country. I'd like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I'd also like to pay respect to their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. Presentations. No presentations are scheduled for this meeting. Declaration of pecuniary interests. Are there any declarations of pecuniary interests? No. Declarations of non-pecuniary interests?
Oh, I suppose I'm blind.
What are you declaring there as a non-pecuniary interest, Councillor McGlynn?
No, I'm on the board here.
Oh, nothing then, or?
Would you like it recorded as a non-pecuniary? Mm.
Oh, okay.
And that's referencing the funding towards the project that we're discussing in confidential.
Yeah, okay. So move on. Yes. Confirmation of minutes. Hopefully everybody got a chance to read those. Do I have a mover and seconder for that? Moved Councillor Piper, seconded Councillor McAllister. Any business arising from the minutes? No. Correspondence. At the time of preparation of the business paper, no relevant correspondence had been received for inclusion, and no matters of urgency had been included either. No notices of motion or rescission motions, and the chairperson has not prepared a report for publication. We'd like to move into confidential. Do I have a mover and seconder for that? Moved Councillor White, seconded by Councillor Sinclair. Turn her phone off.
Okay, through the chair, we considered three reports in confidential regarding the West Wyalong project, and the first one being West Wyalong Water Reliability Project Budget Board resolved to note the information provided within the report, and two, agree to increase council's contribution to the project to enable project completion. The second report is the Wyalong Water System Augmentation Reservoir and Pump Station Construction Tender 01/2022, and the council resolved that, there's four dot points, pursuant to section 178(1)(b) of the Local Government General Regulations 2021, the County Council declines to accept any of the tenders submitted in response to tender 01/2022. West Wyalong Water System Pressure Augmentation Pump Station and Reservoir Construction Tender. Pursuant to section 178(3)(a) of the regulations, the component of the contract, the subject of the tender relating to the construction of the pump station, is cancelled. Item 3. Pursuant to section 178(3)(e) of the regulations, the General Manager is to enter into negotiations with Key Civil Pty Ltd and Precision Civil Infrastructure Pty Ltd on behalf of the County Council with a view to entering into a contract relating to the construction of the reservoir component and auxiliary aspects of the tender. Item 4, pursuant to section 178.4 of the regulations, the reasons for not inviting fresh tenders for the reservoir component and entering into negotiations with Key Civil Pty Ltd and Precision Civil Infrastructure Pty Ltd are: A. A further tender process would prejudice the County Council's ability to meet timing obligations for construction of the reservoir component under the Council's grant funding arrangements, and B. The County Council considers that the market for potential contractors to construct the reservoir component has been adequately tested through the tender, and C. Having regard to the information contained in the tenders submitted by Key Civil and Precision Civil in response to the tender, the County Council considers that there are reasonable prospects that negotiating will result in a contract for the construction of the reservoir components being entered into. And finally, the third report considered on page 39 was the West Wylong Water System Augmentation Pipeline Construction Tender 02/22, and the board resolved that: one, award the contract for the West Wylong Water System Augmentation Pipeline Construction Tender to Precision Pipe Network Pty Ltd for $4,956,320.61 excluding GST, and two, award provisional item for rock removal and DN300 pipeline material supply for the West Wylong Water System Augmentation Pipeline Construction Tender to Precision Pipe Network Pty Ltd for an additional cost of $923,008.09 excluding GST. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We'll move on to the next item, which is Council Cash and Investments. The Council Officer recommendation is that the report detailing Council Cash and Investments as at 31st of May 2022 be received and noted. Do I have a mover for that? Move, Councillor Callow. Second by Councillor McGlynn. Any discussion?
Just through the chair, just raising the interest rates. So you'll know we've eased up on locking in our investments at the moment because interest rates are going up quite a bit. So we don't want to lock in those smaller amounts at this stage. Just basically for your information, you'll note too that our investments went up a little bit in the last quarter. And I might just draw the board's attention too. If you have a look at the yearly interest received, $223,000, and it was 3 years ago, that figure was around $1.5 million. So just noticing the change in the investment sum and the interest that we have. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Okay, all those in favour?
Aye.
So moved. Move across now to page 52, Capital Works Expenditure. The Council Officer recommendation is that the report detailing Council's Capital Works program as at 31st of May 2022 be received and noted. Do I have a mover and seconder for that? Move, Councillor Sinclair. Seconded, Councillor McAllister. Any discussion? No. All those in favour? So moved. Okay, page 54, councillors and chairpersons fees for 2022/2023. Council officer recommendation: 1, councillors and chairpersons fees be increased by 2% for the 2022-2023 financial year as per the Local Government Remuneration Tribunal determination dated 22 May 2022. 2, the annual remuneration for 2022-2023 is councillor $10,290.78 and chairperson $16,902.83. Do I have a mover and seconder for that?
I'll move.
Moved, Councillor Callow. Seconded, Councillor McGlynn. Any discussion on that? No?
I'd like to vote against it, but
you can feel free to do that.
No, I just think it's I know dollar wise it means nothing to the council's bottom line, but it's just showing that we are, I think we, for what we do, we get well and truly paid for it, so I'd be quite happy to see it stay where it was, actually.
Stay where it was, yeah. I'm in your hands, councillors. I'm happy as your chairperson to see my figure stay where it is, based on Councillor Sinclair's comments. It's up to you regarding your own comments.
Look, I'm quite happy to stay where it was. I know it's not made it right, but yeah, as we show anything about the financial side in a little way, or the goal for.
I think that it should stay. It should meet the criteria because you're making. You can't make decisions of. You don't know everybody in the room, their financial position, what they're up to. I think it's the recommendation from government. I think it should stay, be accepted as it is.
It's not that it's over the top or anything like that.
I think it's. I've listened to this virtue signaling for a long time, and I just think it's just. Well, it is what it is.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Just another question. When does the superannuation
come out? Question for the general manager, maybe July 1. Can you answer that?
Through the chair, I'm pretty sure it's the first pay period in July.
Well, it doesn't worry me because I can't qualify.
But that's through the chair for me. Like I hear arguments both sides, and quite often people will say that you've also got to think of the ones that come after you as well too. And at some stage, we've obviously not gone the maximum. That's why it's a little bit lower.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we've moved and seconded, so we probably need to vote on the council officer recommendation, unless there's going to be a foreshadowed motion of some sort. I'm going to vote against it at this stage.
Okay.
So it will remain the same, the status quo.
You need another motion.
Okay. So we need another motion for it to remain the same or to change the figure.
It stays the same as...
Moved Councillor Sinclair that it stays the same. Seconded. Councillor McAllister. All those in favour?
Right.
I don't think our numbers are adding up
here. If I may just pause for a moment.
Yep.
So for the original motion, I had 3 councillors in favour.
Yep.
Were you in favour of the last motion to increase the fee? Okay, I didn't see a hand for that one.
Okay.
Great.
The first motion got up, didn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't put that one. The first motion got up to...
Okay, well, I thought we were down.
I had 3 councillors.
You had 3 councillors.
Yeah.
Okay.
The motion got up, I thought.
Yeah.
So hang on, there was only 3, and then there was 4, and then you voted against, so it was 3-4, it was lost.
Yeah.
So now you've got a motion.
It was 4 the first time.
No, it's 4-3.
No, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4, the motion. 3, against the motion.
Yeah.
So it should have got out.
The first one got up, so you've got to put a decision or something in.
We didn't put it in. The first one got up, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It was 4-3.
And Graham and I and yourself, well, you didn't really have to vote when you made the finish.
Yeah, so...
This
got up as is to be increased.
Yes.
So we're done, Dustin.
Yeah.
Yes, no, there was no need.
No.
Sorry,
it's
my apologies as well for being slightly confused.
So we'll just clarify this. So through the chair, the original motion...
Yeah. Which
was that it increased
by
2%.
Mm-hmm.
And can we just get clearly those in favour? Oh. Hands up.
That's
full.
That's because I didn't put the hand up quick enough.
Yep. Right up, then we'll move on from there.
Yes.
Okay. Board of Risk and Improvement Committee, Council Officer recommendation that the Board receives and notes the minutes of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on 26th of May 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Moved Councillor Callow, seconded by Councillor Sinclair. All those in favour, if there's no discussion?
Aye.
So moved. Water production report. The Council Officer recommendation is that the water production report be received and noted. just a comment from myself here. It seems to be tracking along very close to last year. At some of our schemes, and actually below last year at others. I think Mount Arthur's actually slightly above compared to last year. So that takes us through to page 68. Do we have a mover and seconder to accept that board of direction report? Yep. Moved Councillor McGuinn, seconded Councillor White. All those in favour? Okay, adoption of delivery program and operational plan. Council offers a recommendation that Council adopts a delivery program 2022 to 2026. Two, Council adopts the 2022-2023 operational plan. Three, the fees and charges be made for the 2022-2023 year as detailed in the adopted 2022-2023 operational plan fees and charges schedule. Move and seconder for that.
I'll move it.
Move Councillor McGuinn. Seconded by Councillor Kello. Any discussion? Not by the looks of that, so we'll move on. So moved. Anyone can help me find the next page.
Code of meeting practice.
165.
All the way down there. Okay, Code of Meeting Practice, page 165. Council offers a recommendation that the Code of Meeting Practice be adopted. Do I have a mover and seconder for that? Moved Councillor Piper, seconded Councillor McAllister. Any discussion on that? No? All those in favour? Pretty straightforward, yep.
Yeah.
All those in favour then? So moved.
Page 2A.
So anyway, we're whipping through this. Well, page 208 is the next meeting. The next ordinary meeting of council is scheduled to be held on Thursday, 25th of August, 2022 at 10 a.m, which is a scary thought because it's getting closer to Christmas already and we just hit winter, but anyway. I need a move and second there for that. All done. Close of business then. There being no further business requiring the attention of council, the meeting is declared closed.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks, everyone.
Well, that's great. Thank you.